Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Makes you want to get up and dance and get off your phone or get off your social media and do something fun. But alas, my friends, we do look at social media. Many of us, some don't. As Paul mentioned earlier in the show, 75% of Americans claim they are not on Twitter. I think some of them are lying, Paul, but whatever. That was a recent poll. And we know the algorithm feeds us stuff. We know the YouTube algorithm, its job is to keep us there as long as possible. We know that the kids on TikTok are being fed what they have already looked at, what it knows that they have liked. We get it. But we didn't realize how, well, I'll speak for myself. I didn't know that artificial intelligence and algorithms can be biased. Joining us now is Grant Reavy. He's the Executive Fellow for the Business in a Digital World at Opus College of Business at the University of St. Thomas. He's also a Chief Technology Officer for Vibrant Emotional Health. That's a nonprofit that supports the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Grant Reavy is joining us now. Welcome to the show, Grant.
Thank you.
So explain how an algorithm can be biased or racist or in any way have, I guess, kind of an opinion.
Absolutely. Algorithms primarily learn the same way humans do, through experience and data. And so the way any human would encounter bias from exposure to the environment or people around them, algorithms learn the same way. Essentially, these systems are all trained on historical data, and that data all contains bias of the past, the ways that we've behaved in the past, the things that we've decided in the past. And so any algorithm is going to contain that because all they effectively do is reproduce past patterns unless we tell them to do otherwise.
Interesting. Grant,
well, wait,
this is
does
Paul.
That mean that, well, hold on, oh, Paul, sorry. Does that mean that they're not really biased or because they're just regurgitating what we told them that we like? So, in fact, if it's sending you racist comment, that means because you're telling it, you're racist and you like that kind of content?
Well, they reinforce the pattern. So it's not like, as you express it here, but if, let's say, in the case of Facebook, a racist comment gets lots of attention, the algorithm in Facebook that brings new things to your attention on your homepage is going to bring you more racist comments because it knows there is a likelihood for that to get more attention.
I see. Okay, got it. Thank you.
So, Grant, the platforms basically reward anger, right? Emotional, visceral reactions. What's going to keep you engaged on Twitter or any platform? Chances are it's going to be something that makes you angry. You know, kitten videos, maybe, But most people stay longer because they're upset, they're angry, and that's what keeps them going. And frankly, that's how the platforms make money, if they're ad supported, right? The more the angrier you are and the longer you stay on Twitter, the more ads you're going to see or promoted posts. And so my question to you is, when it comes to engagement, is this a function of bias from the developers who created these programs, or is it purely past behavior, past actions, predicting the future and how you might engage down the road?
Well, that's a complicated set of questions. So let's break it apart a little bit. So in part, bias is looking at past situations and predicting what is likely to get you engaged. That's one piece here. So if we see something, be it a racist comment or something that's likely to make you angry, that causes more engagement, then the algorithm is incented essentially to reproduce that. Now, what causes people to engage and stay present is actually a different function, right? And I'm not particularly an expert in that domain, but we do know from what we see in social media now is that generating a strong emotional reaction, predominantly anger, causes people to stay on those platforms more. And that's true in the case of Facebook and Twitter, more so than it is in the case of something like YouTube, which is designed to get you into topics where you sit there and watch, you're mildly entertained enough to keep clicking on the next video on the playlist.
Right.
So a little bit different in terms of bias versus what causes people to be, let's say, addicted to the content that they're being shown.
What you guys studied this at University of St. Thomas. What should business leaders and CEOs and even, you know, personal users know about this research? Can we stop it? Can we change it? And now that we have this knowledge, what do we do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of talk about AI in business right now. And some of it is negative in the case of social media, and some of it is very positive in the case of sports or maybe other applications like that. I think the first question from a business lens is to ask, you know, why am I getting these results? So there's a famous example where Amazon had built an AI algorithm for hiring, reviewing candidates. And the result of that algorithm was that all of the candidates rated most likely to be successful were all white cisgender men. And that's because historically the candidates who were most successful in the organization were white cisgender men. The question we should ask around why am I getting these results is, do these results reflect the intention for my organization? And if we ask that question and we see the results, we can actually go back and treat the algorithm differently. We can ask it to exclude gender or race or other self-identities as a construct from the algorithm. So that's one thing that we can do. Just ask, why am I getting these results are the ones that they want. From a personal perspective, when we look at what we're getting algorithmically from social media, if you're not seeing things that make you think a little bit, if you're not seeing things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, and I'm not talking about anger, I'm talking about different viewpoints here, you're likely caught within a bubble of confirmation bias in your social media, and you should step back from it and go seek out other conflicting sources of information, which is really hard to do. We're so inundated with things that are subject to our own confirmation bias, that feel good to us. We've in some way forgotten how to deal with a little bit of friction with another viewpoint and how to engage with it and think about why might the other person feel that way or think that way.
Yeah. You mean we should actually change our minds from time to time? You touched on something, Grant, that I think you nailed it. Most Americans don't want to be informed. They want their own current beliefs confirmed. And that's, they're looking for quote unquote information that confirms what they already believe, as opposed to, oh, there are new data points Maybe I should consider changing my mind. You talked about this, you know, inoculating ourselves as consumers of information, cast a wider net, right? And I think that's tremendous advice. And I sure appreciate the work that you're doing and your team at the University of St. Thomas. Grant Reavy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's interesting. I mean, that's great advice. We know we should be doing that, and now it's confirmed that there is research on this. But it's interesting how businesses can use it, because I'm sure businesses use technology lots during their job searches. And I hope they are aware of this research, and I hope they are casting wider nets or just adding in that human factor of, okay, this is what the computer says, the computer spit out based on research, but... Yeah. You know, is that who we want to be in the future? Is that what we want to look like? Do we want different voices at the table? Or do we want to just go with what we've been doing forever?
Or do you want everything you did in the past to dictate your future? Well, you know,
right.
Paul did
right.
this, and he ordered this, and he right. went here, and he went there. And you that becomes the template going forward. That's the best guess for what Paul will do tomorrow, what he mm-hmm. did yesterday.
That's right.
And, you know, I get that, but that's the limits of artificial intelligence, and computers are good. Hope I don't
to
live long enough where they're smarter than we are. They're getting there. We'll see. Okay.
We'll be right back on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.